Damn, Q. Baby, you did that.
You are now locked in live from the 48205 Red Zone.
You ain't never been on E Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Damn. Yeah.
Shit, girl.
Yeah, nice get wide
shit. Fuck that shit. I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
Shout out to all my people listening out in Cali, man, out in Houston, Texas. Shout out to Alabama, Atlanta, Georgia, of course, Charlotte, North Carolina, dog, across the pond in the UK, right here in the motherfucking city of Detroit, dog. You already know what it is, dog. The livest cloud radio show on the planet
Earth, guys.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show, dog. Got my man Angry Man in the building. Got my man Monk Money holding it down.
Wake and Bake, baby.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Motherfucking Red Zone, dog.
Red Zone.
Win this bitch, dog. Weekend, dog. How was y'all niggas weekend, dog? Angry Man, what's popping with you, dog? Other than me and the Q's and shit, man. What's popping with you?
I'll tell you in a second.
My money, what's up with you, dog? Nah, he fucking with this
shit, man.
Yeah, sorry,
passed over the weekend, man.
Yeah, sorry, dog. Sorry to hear that.
Rest in peace, baby. I love you, man.
For sure.
Other than that, man, shit. Keep the load of flow like that, man. Been over there every day. Barbecuing and shit. Just chilling with family, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So every day since you passed, shit, we've been at her house.
Yeah.
That's what they did, family over there.
Right.
She was one of the first ones over here, wasn't she? One of the first black.
She's the first one I know. She is.
One of the first black families over here.
First E-Block, first E-Block resident, you know what I'm saying, of the McClain family, you know what I'm talking about. So, you know, she brought us here, so, you know what I mean? She was the pioneer of that shit, you know what I mean? But, you know,
shout out to Ruby with all the Volvos and shit.
All the Volvos, she kept her Volvo.
Kept Volvos in fucking
until she died.
Duh, for sure.
Until she died.
Damn, nigga, that shit wild as hell. We was just talking about that shit before you got down here.
Ugh.
And, like I say, obviously, I don't want to get all into details and shit, but whenever motherfuckers pass away from, like, cancer and shit like that, it's just, you know, that shit always strike a nerve with me and shit. It's like, damn, why motherfuckers just can't pass from something else? Like, cancer just...
And then my thing is, like, this motherfucker, they always put a war on drugs, war on all this other shit. Let's put a war on fucking cancer, man.
Dog, for real,
that motherfucker taking out motherfuckers more than anything in the world right now, bro.
Dog, facts. Facts. For
like, really. It's dropping motherfuckers rapidly. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. God damn, that joint huge, man. I'm scared. I'm scared, nigga.
Smoke like a stogie.
It looked like that bitch already choking. I didn't even hit the motherfucker, dog.
It smoked like a stogie.
Look at this bitch, man. What the fuck is this? What kind of papers is these? God damn.
King Zigzag.
Dog, niggas, look at this shit. If y'all on IG, dog, it's a big ass joint, man. Damn. God damn. Sure, Tina checking in. King Cream. Oh, I can't talk, dog.
No.
King Dre Red. What up? That's my nigga Dre out in Ipsy, man. What up, though? Anyway, dog, what else going on with you, dog? That's about it.
That's about it for your boy, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, man, just keep it up with family.
Mm-hmm. I'm scared to hit that bitch, dog. Eggman, you ready now?
I've been ready.
All right, what's popping with you, dog? How was your weekend?
It was all right, man. You know, staying on the mission, on the grind. Caught the nickels and dimes. Staying out the motherfucking way. And,
oh, I thought you about to hit another bar. Yeah, shit. I was waiting,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah,
these bars.
Shit.
But, nah. Shit, I ain't do too much of nothing, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I played with one of my grandkids for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
That was about it.
That's what's up, dog.
You got a man out this day to play with the grandkids, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, hey, how is that shit, though, dog? Like, for real, for real.
How's what?
Like, being a grandparent, nigga. How different is it from being a grandparent to being a parent?
It has its times. You know, it's different, but it ain't different. I can just get these motherfuckers back.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, just going up.
All right, it's time.
Puff.
I'm trying, nigga. I ain't want to choke myself to death, nigga. Hit that bitch all hard, nigga.
It's time for you to go home now.
Yeah.
You know.
But... Right, that's the luxury of you can get the niggas back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it all depends on what type of grandparents you are, you know. Some of them just like me, just I want to be a granddaddy when I want to be. And then some of them are just like, you got the overbearing ones trying to take over the parent role. And,
yeah.
You know.
Them be the ones who fucked up his parents, I think. Mm-hmm. The ones who fucked up his parents, they like, shit, let me do the most with the grandkids because I fucked up with my kids.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, you still a parent. Mm-hmm. I mean, you still got responsibility. You know what I mean? And you doing the same thing, basically. Just the kid don't live with you.
Can't even hold it.
Man, fuck
you. You tried to listen to me.
That's where you fucked up, man. You should've just hit that bitch in the head. You filled up all day.
Shit. All right, dog.
Think you better let go, let go.
Shit, fucking forehead sweating and shit. Bitch ass nigga.
That's some good shit. Shit. There's a lot of
them. Okay, anyway.
If you'd have ate something, you'd have threw up.
Whoo. God damn, okay. I'm back.
Yeah.
God damn. It's going to be a long show.
Because you was over there coughing, I felt like I was in a strip club.
Duh, what? Yeah. Oh, you a whole ass nigga, dog. Fuck you, nigga. That shit took a moment to register. Ain't that a bitch?
He called the motherfucker just jiggling. That motherfucker was jiggling.
It took me a strong moment to understand where you was going with that, dog.
I was at the booby club.
You weak as fuck, dog. Damn, I hate niggas, dog.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, dog. this is on me, dog. We're gonna get to the shit we talking about. But yeah, this weekend, dog, yeah. Basically kinda low key what I do this weekend. Yeah, it's kinda low key. I did a lot. Actually, we shot a lot of podcasts this weekend. Shout out to shit, who we did first? God damn, I can't even motherfucking breathe. Shout out to Candace Moms and shit got a podcast now. Shout out to Sarah, her new joint is called Real Dads Speak. All right, so her podcast is about fatherhood, dog. So she was kind of she was kind of dope. Did her first one, and then shout out to my man's Mr. Oh Yeah. We shot an episode with him and motherfucking Spice and shit. So we interviewed Spice Friday. He's still in Chicago, so obviously it wasn't in person, but we was able to do it remotely, so that'll be coming out sometime this week and shit. It was a good interview, dog. We had some fun talking about some old shit, dog. That was a real good conversation and shit. Some of the shit I'm not putting out in the podcast just because we left with the whole conversation a little bit.
Spicing that, I can imagine.
Duh, for sure, but we had some fun with that shit, dog. And shout out to my man's E, who just did his book signing Sunday, dog. Shout out to my man E. Name of the book is The Weight Is Over. His battle with obesity, right? Dog was 550 pounds. Like, he's like 200 pounds now. He's like, life is probably less than that. Like, he little as hell, nigga. So, good ass book and shit, dog. He had his book signing on Sunday, so shout out to him. Shit, that was the weekend.
So, you gonna get that book, right?
I got two of them.
Good. Make sure.
I got
to
step up.
I got two of them bitches. Dog. Working extra hard. Hey, you know what I did?
Give
you know?
My nigga angry one too.
In real life though, I've considered real strong consideration reactivating my Planet Fitness subscription.
Well, first of all, you got to react yourself first before you react the card. So I would suggest you do some shit at home, start at home first, and then you react to
it. At home don't work for me, dog. I gotta go. Because if I do it, I'm not gonna do it. Like, I gotta go there to do shit. I know a lot of niggas not like that. Like, I need that. And I don't know if that comes from, football or whatever and shit, but like, I need that environment in order to even, like, a lot of niggas can do that shit at home. I can't do it. Like, because I'm not gonna do it.
I feel you, but you know what I mean? I just don't want you to go in there and hurt yourself.
Nigga, you act like it's been that long. Nigga, it ain't like I'm foreign to the idea.
Nigga, you definitely foreign to the idea, cuz.
That's not true. It's only been about 3 years.
God damn.
About 3 years.
Shit, okay, buddy. Okay.
Before the pandemic. Right, after the pandemic hit, nigga, and the gym's closed, I just stopped going.
I mean, but there's shit you can do at home, but that doesn't make it seem like it's a workout. But you just gonna have to get disciplined with it.
Yeah, that's what
I don't have no discipline, nigga. That's why I gotta go to the shit.
Go to walk up two stairs.
And that's why I was like, that one
walk
day.
Down, two stairs. Hold down, two
nigga,
stairs.
Nigga, I go up and down all day, nigga. That shit the same.
No, you don't, nigga. You army crawl up that bitch.
So what? The same
thing? All upper body strength. All upper body strength.
That's the key to that's the key to
bitch. Bitch.
That's the key to pressure off my knees, nigga. Shit. Nigga got bad knees. My nigga Big Fool ain't checking in. What up, though? Yeah, so anyway, fuck y'all. That's what I, that's that, okay. Niggas. God damn it. Congratulate me on that, bitch.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I'm wearing smaller shirts this summer, nigga. Whether I go to the gym or not, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Other fat niggas out here wearing skinny shirts.
They is.
I'm wearing mine too and shit.
You wear yours.
I am, nigga. Shit, bitch been fucking around telling me I look sexy in a little shirt. It's going down all summer. Winter too, nigga.
Boobies all out.
All out, nigga.
It's gonna be a hot girl summer.
Hot girl summer, nigga. Like, what up, Q? Like, shit, titties out, nigga.
Hot girl summer.
Oh, shit, dog. Any fucking way, bro.
Yeah, we.
Yeah, it's going out again. I can't talk too long. That bitch be going out. And I'm scared to hit that bitch all hard. So you hitting that bitch hard as fuck. Let me see.
Look. No fire.
I was scared to hit that motherfucker. I guess I was scared of him, motherfucker. Damn, Son Liberty always going hard on us, dog.
What do you say this time?
Said, 40-year-old man, I have no discipline. Guess that's why after so many years, you still average under 50 subscribers per show. Damn.
Ooh,
I like criticism when it comes with some answers. I told you, I don't know how to do marketing. This motherfucker ain't helped us with marketing yet. And he say he work in marketing, talk shit about our marketing. It hasn't helped me at all at no point. And I asked for help. Is that white people shit or is that nigga shit too? Like, I guess everybody do that shit.
It's a combination of both.
Yeah, I told you I had no idea what I'm doing. I just like to create content. Nobody has helped me with marketing but want to talk shit about it. I love that, dog. Just send me a motherfucking DM and shit with some vital information to help us get more than 50 subscribers per show. And then, you know what I'm saying, I can take some of this shit seriously. Because I actually do want, I would like to have more. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, dog, so the rest of the weekend. I'm just saying, the rest of the weekend.
Son of Liberty, a motherfucking boy.
Yeah, I mean, which is true. Like, I would love to have more.
He a demon.
But if you are in position to help me with that, if not,
shut the fuck up.
Hey, good shit.
Now you understand what I'm saying.
About what?
When I always say, if you ain't did it, leave me. It's kind of the same thing. But that type of shit right there is just unnecessary, bro.
It's unnecessary.
Yeah, it's unnecessary.
Or maybe it's necessary. Maybe it sparked the fuel and shit. You know what I'm saying? Sparked the fuse.
What DM you, man? Yeah. Don't be trying to interrupt the show with that bullshit.
It ain't an interruption. It's just part of the show at this point, though.
But now you see what I'm saying, though. It's kind of the same thing, but it's not.
Yeah.
If you can't do it, then shut the fuck up, man.
Yeah.
Or like you saying, if you can do it, either tell me what to do or shut the fuck up.
I guess I can see that.
You see that. What I'm saying? It's kind of the same thing, but
nah. Hey, y'all niggas ain't saying shit over the weekend? Netflix and shit like that? Nah. All right, so look. I may or may not, you know, watch Bridgerton on Netflix. You ever heard of Bridgerton?
Mm-mm.
All right, so Bridgerton is some back in the day shit. Some royal family type shit. Shonda Rhimes created it. You know Shonda from Shondaland and shit. Our black Tyler Perry woman and shit. Mm-hmm. But anyway, she created this series about some old royal family and shit, and some black people, some white people, and they start intermingling and shit. That's basically what it's about. So they got a spinoff called Queen Charlotte, right? So Queen Charlotte was the black lady who originally became queen like many, many years ago, and this is a spinoff of her shit. So this is where I got today's topic from, though, right? About love. Can love truly be unconditional, right? So what happened was, obviously this was an arranged marriage, but she got an arranged marriage to the king. That's how she became queen, obviously. And found out dog was like schizo and shit, like he had some brain shit going on, but he was the king. But they kept the nigga hidden, so like nobody knew he was fucked up until she married him. Then she started seeing this nigga having fits and shit, like, oh, this nigga crazy. But she ended up like really sticking it out with him. I mean, obviously because she the queen. But I started thinking, like, how many relationships really are unconditional like that? Because like, if you marry somebody, I mean, obviously if you've been with them for a long time, you find out some shit fucked up with them, I guess, you know, you go stay with them. But if you find out in the beginning, how many people were really willing to stick with their partner when they find out they got some shit going on that they can't really deal with? So that's what we're talking about today, dog. Can love truly be unconditional, dog? Angry Man, what you think about that shit, dog? Can you stick it out with somebody after you find out some shit that's really fucked up about them? Like, is love really that unconditional? Like, no kids involved and shit. This is just you and that person relationship. Can you stick that shit out?
It all depends on what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to. It all depends on what it is.
Burger say son of Liberty must have just got his ass whooped by a black man over the weekend. No, you stupid. Anyway, go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, like I said, it depends on what it is, man.
Yeah.
You know, I can tolerate a lot of shit because I ain't perfect.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it's something you feel like you can't deal with, then leave shit alone.
Yeah.
But if it's something you feel like you can work through, then try to power through that shit.
Yeah.
Because every day ain't gonna be perfect. Every situation ain't gonna be perfect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Your punk ass ain't perfect.
Yeah.
But you expect everybody else around you to be perfect.
Right.
You know, I don't like people nailing people to the cross when you ain't perfect your damn self.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you can't call me out on some of the things that I don't do right.
Right.
Or some of the things that you don't like. Or some of the things you think I'm making change, you know, to help me out better. That's what a marriage is any fucking way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, I think it could be.
Yeah.
Hey, like I said, it all depends on what the fuck you want to deal with.
I just think that shit's unrealistic, though. I mean, not just that you know, that situation, but the idea that love can come with no conditions, I think that shit's unrealistic. I think there's conditions on every relationship, nigga. Like, there's something. Nobody just sticking this shit out with no conditions. Like, I think it's only truly unconditional with kids. I think that's the only thing. Like,
you asking for every day to be perfect, and it's not going to be.
I mean, it ain't got nothing to do with being perfect.
Well, then what does it have to do with? I mean, sometimes
unconditional, nigga.
Sometimes that shit's going to play a part in the relationship. I'm sorry, on some things it is.
Conditions are exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's
some of them gonna be just because it's unrealistic to you. Don't mean it doesn't happen in relationships, bro. That's all I'm saying. Every day is not going to be a fantasy island.
Nigga, how is you making that comparison? That's not what I'm saying.
Because it's my statement, and I can make the comparison any way I want to.
This shit being a fantasy island ain't got shit to do with the love being unconditional or conditional, nigga. Them two separate situations.
I don't think so.
They definitely two separate situations. Like, no, I think so. In every relationship, there is some type of condition.
There's always some type of something. You can't categorize everything in a relationship. You can't put it in the book, bruh. You can't put it in the classroom. It is what it is.
So, what's your answer to the actual question then?
The answer you just don't want to hear. So, I ain't even
so
have
I said,
go.
Can love truly be unconditional? What is your answer to that question?
Said, yeah. I said that.
So, you saying yeah, but you also saying that every day ain't going to be.
It ain't.
How do that go together, though?
Because it's unconditional. Damn it. What part of that don't you understand?
It is conditional.
Because it's unconditional.
What money, though? What'd you say, bro?
Goddamn.
Like, I don't care how y'all categorize it or how y'all want to put it. I've actually seen a unconditional relationship, a few of them.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand the whole meaning why they were so unconditional. Like these motherfuckers was together for years and years and years. And this motherfucker was not wrapped tight in the brain. Like, this nigga was just, don't work, don't do shit. But shit, she never left the motherfucker, never left his side.
Yeah.
Till she died. Nigga, like, and I never had shit. I mean, but she made a way, though, you know what I'm saying? She was strong, she made a way, but not no assist from him.
So you talking about somebody older? It's from an older generation.
I mean, older, yeah.
I'm just saying, cause I don't think we practice that same shit no more. I think times changed to the point where I don't think in today's society niggas is doing unconditional anything. Like, nigga, everything come with a condition.
Man, if a woman can sit there and get beat up every day,
damn, that's, you just turned that different.
If a woman can sit there and get beat up on and mistreated every day, something is there. It's holding her and her holding that connection together. Yeah. And it's her unconditional love. That's, no matter what this motherfucker do, I still love him.
Yeah.
And you've seen it in so many Fatal Attractions that you watch on television.
Watch that shit,
y'all watch that shit all the time. Yeah. That's got to be unconditional too, because nigga, you ain't doing shit because I'm about to kill you. And ain't nobody gonna be doing nothing because I'm locked up and you dead. So, nigga, something there is holding on.
Something
I don't know if it's just crazy or unconditional, but in their mind, they feel like that. I know they feel like that shit unconditional because they don't want nobody else to have them.
Yeah.
So that's that's something y'all can chew on because. Y'all seen it every day, you know. Like, you can tell me, you can't tell me you ain't seen that shit on TV every day. Especially every woman in America will watch Lifetime. Y'all see that shit all the time.
I mean, can you call that unconditional though? That's kind of, some of them bitches stay because they scared. Nigga, they ain't unconditional. They're afraid. Mind,
some women,
that's why they
some women
they
stay
scared.
Have exits. You know what I mean? I ain't talking to them. Yeah. But a lot of women stay to have exits.
Yeah.
They can get the fuck out the shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking to the woman that's scared and afraid and been held captive.
Yeah,
I ain't talking to her.
You talking about the one who can't leave?
Can't
won't.
Leave, but won't.
At their times, we always feel like somebody can leave and shit, but it ain't always like that. Sometimes you mentally trapped.
And that's your fault, man.
And that's fucked up, man.
But it's, that's their head.
That's fucked up, man.
And that's their head thinking that, you know, it's unconditional love, and it's really not. It's just crazy.
You should have learned how to duck after the ninth blow, then maybe your head wouldn't be fucked up. Somebody done told your ass to get the fuck on before it got bad. Somebody told you. Yeah, you just ain't paid attention to it.
You just didn't do it.
There it is, man. I ain't saying everyone's one of them, but give me that percent you kick out. 99% of them been told.
Right, this nigga, them damn percentages.
Has been told to get the fuck on. What Martin say? He's showing you signs that he's crazy.
Deranged. He just don't want to see the shit.
He just don't want to see the shit because they. I ain't even smoke.
Right. MJ even smoking no more.
No,
that's his cookie.
Oh.
9 times out of 10, you got a friend that didn't peep that shit, or you got a cousin that didn't peep that shit, or you got a parent that didn't peep that shit. You just don't want to see the car signs. Or maybe they got something that's so conditional you don't want to leave. Maybe it's a lifestyle they got that you just can't give up.
So I guess the question, not goddamn, it's a good ass cookie, dude.
It is.
So now I guess the question is, like, when you say it like that, like, damn, is conditional, is unconditional love, like, healthy, dude? Like, because sometimes if you looking at them situations like this, where you would call it unconditional, like, damn, maybe that shit ain't really healthy to have unconditional love.
But that's what I'm saying. You ain't let me finish my statement because you didn't get to the good part of it. Sometimes some situation is good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When it's unconditional and y'all, and it's reciprocated. You know what I'm saying? Like, it feels good. You know?
Yeah.
And that's what people search for. They search for that feeling like a fuck when they first hit of a rock.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They keep searching for that feeling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if you can't find that feeling, you gonna keep searching.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then you're gonna keep collecting bodies until you figure that shit out.
Just in case y'all was wondering, it's completely going down in the comment section right now.
What's going on?
Fucking celebrity burger shit going back.
Well, let me say this and then we can get to
that. Funny as hell.
Now, the relationship can start off with that conditional shit that you're talking about.
Yeah.
But sometimes You will find out if a motherfucker really fuck with you, if this situation can change, and can that person go from changing to loving you unconditionally.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Because like you said earlier, it all comes with the condition. Okay, yeah, that part I get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But what happened when that condition crumbles?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What happened if something go wrong and the condition has to change?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you come into this shit saying, hey, look, I need my motherfucking man to be 6'5 and can bench press 300 pounds and this, that, and the other. You get in a car accident, nah, you still gonna love me unconditionally? Or I gotta still keep that condition?
Well, I think that's when you find out. Like, I think once you forced into them situations, that's when you find out if your love was unconditional or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, like, do you really know though? Like, do you really know that you love somebody unconditionally until you forced to find out?
It's a crapshoot.
It is a crapshoot. It really is a crapshoot though, because like, who really go in thinking like, yeah, you know, I love this woman unconditionally and shit. Then like her motherfucking pussy fall out and you can't fuck no more and shit. Now you didn't even realize that was one of your conditions until it's not an option no more. You know what I'm saying?
Trust
me. I hate to use that as an example, but.
But it happens.
But it happens, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like some women get fucked up after pregnancy and shit and like really can't do shit no more. Like. Mm-hmm. Was that a condition? Like, did you think it was a condition before? But like,
you don't
realize it until you don't have the option no more and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. That shit crazy. I still feel like ain't no such thing. I really still just feel like ain't no such thing. I think that some of the shit that we think is unconditional is because somebody's scared or they don't know no better. I don't think that's truly unconditional though.
Man, shit, I'm telling you. I seen it, bro.
It's there, bro. It's there.
And wonder my whole life.
Hold on, dude. I gotta read these, man. These niggas is going crazy. Let's go all the way back, dog. First of all, you know, dog was talking about let me go all the way back. Okay, yeah, when he said that he probably got beat up over the weekend by a black dude and shit. So, Son of Liberty said, Berg, I can't fight at all. Black, white, Asian, Pacific Islander, they all kick my ass. But then I get my attorney and sue them for every fucking nickel that they have, right? So then Berg said, hey, your attorney still can't stop you from getting your ass whooped again and again. So the money you got ain't gonna use. Hold on. The money you do get, you can't use in the hospital and shit, right? So, these niggas just going back and forth now. Son of Liberty said, police will be on you the minute you step foot in my neighborhood. That's the good white privilege. He said, it's childish. You said, I can beat you up, though. That's the last argument from intellectually inferior people.
Wow.
Yeah, he went there, though, right?
He went there.
So, Berger say, let me see. And the black folks will be on your ass as soon as you step in the hood. Now, that's good old black privilege. And the only time we come to them neighborhoods is to fuck y'all daughters. Nah, this shit is entertaining, bro. Son Liberty said, why would I ever go to the hood? That would just be dumb on my part. Say, I don't have a daughter, but if I did, a nice young black man would be more than welcome to date her. Think it's stupid, Berger said, that's your scary ass. I'm still coming to your neighborhood to get some head from Sarah. What the fuck, dog? Oh, shit, man. That's fucking entertaining. Y'all niggas are.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas is crazy.
Oh, both of them, dog. They had their show on.
Hey, but look, though. So, this is way off subject, though. But just looking at that shit, though. Like, the conversations that we be having in this comment box and how some of the shit we be saying, though. Like, I really wish race relations was this simple. Yeah. Like, I mean, we laughing at some of the shit. And some of the shit he says can be considered offensive. Mm-hmm. And obviously some of the shit that Berger said can be offensive and mm-hmm. shit. But at the end of the day, nigga, like, I don't even get mad at a lot of this shit no more. Because, mm-hmm. like, for what? It's not really helpful, nigga.
No, my thing is, you know, we could be, you know, very, you know, it's just jokes, man.
That's the way I look at it. It's just fucking jokes. Like, I
just like, you know.
Some people are very sensitive, man. Then we have a lot of Karens and Kevins around this motherfucker.
Karens and Kevins.
What Jay-Z say? Turn the channel.
Right.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
That shit just is crazy.
If you're the type of person that can't be heckled, don't go to a DL Hughley comedy show.
And definitely don't be on this show.
Right. If you can't
go get it, you go get it.
Don't just turn the channel. It is that fucking simple, stupid to me.
Yeah, nah, for real.
Don't be sit up here and say, I can't stand when these shows do this, do that, but you be the first motherfucker tuned in.
Yeah.
You already know it's coming.
What do you know? Because niggas is glutton for punishment. Same reason niggas slow down in accidents. They hate to see it, but they want to see it.
Nah, I don't want to see that shit.
I be trying to get the fuck on.
Yeah, because you slow down, somebody going to ring your ass and not pay attention.
That's always been the goofiest shit to me, though. Like, an accident be on the whole other side of the freeway, nigga, and this side slowing down. Yeah. Bro, if you don't get the fuck on.
I don't want to see that shit.
Right, I want to see that shit.
The only way I want to see it, this is the only way.
Is if it look like a car that you somebody knows?
No, if I'm on the phone with you and all of a sudden that shit just dropped and I see an accident, like, oh, shit, I hope they ain't my nigga over there.
Duh, that's fucked up. Yeah. That's fucked up, nigga.
Yeah, you know, that's about the only reason. I guess, see, I'm not like, you know, I'm not like you. I don't want to know.
This nigga say not like me.
I mean, I ain't saying it like that. I'm just saying. You don't want to know, motherfucker. You just got to know. I don't want to fucking know.
Right.
You can call me Mario on this one. I don't want to fucking know. I don't want to see that shit because I think I got deterred when my old man took me.
You got deterred.
Took me to
that's a funny word.
To my fucking after the accident scene.
Yeah.
And I saw some shit. I don't want to see that shit.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah. No, for sure. Fucking machines mangle people, nigga. That shit's mangle.
And then the one that happened right here on the corner a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, the motherfuckers flying up and down the block after prom night and shit.
Yeah. And
my man T-boned him and got out and tried to run. His leg almost fell off and shit.
Damn.
I said, why did I stand here?
Right, witness that shit, dog. So that bitch working again.
Y'all was down for a minute.
Yeah, bitch was down for a minute, guys. The studio phone and shit is back.
I think that was everybody lying. Like, my old man's complaining about his shit way out there.
Dog, what's funny about the shit, though, is that they never even came to the house. They said that they fixed the line on Elmo and shit, and it fixed the shit down here. I don't know how the fuck that happened.
Anyway, it works now.
It worked now. But anyway, dog, let's get back on the for real subject, though. But yeah, unconditional love, I swear, like, I still, even though I'm hearing all these examples and shit, I don't think it exists. I think at some point, it is human nature to expect something out of every relationship. Like, there is a condition attached to every relationship other than your child. I think your child is the only thing that you truly give unconditional love to. Because, like, that motherfucker's just in real life, because it's a part of you, you feel like, you know, this, you have to love it.
I mean, but not necessarily.
Or him or her, I'm saying. My bad.
I get what you're saying, but sometimes shit crumble. I mean,
I get what you're saying, though, but how could you not be unconditional in love with the person you had that seed from? Like at some point, all that shit had to be.
You should.
Yeah.
But like, I just don't think it happens.
You see it every day, bro.
Yeah.
You just don't know you see it, bro.
Because I just don't know.
No,
I don't recognize this shit.
You pay attention, like, well, he say walking his shoes.
Put your headphones on, nigga, the phone ringing.
You gotta walk in his shoes and shit.
Right. My nigga Burger, what up though?
Beezy.
Burger.
What's going on with you, dog?
Like you.
What's
up? Hey, goddamn Southern Lyric. Hey, tell Southern Lyric, I hope you ain't mad at putting the good old white folks on.
Hell no, you know, he be fucking around with his dog, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, ain't that but good old jokes. But man, for y'all topic, man, me personally. Now I got two examples for y'all.
Uh-huh.
These are real deal examples.
Okay.
This I'm all saying for myself. Now, my cousin, first and foremost, you know, she a female.
Mm-hmm.
She had got into a real bad car accident downtown to the point that she had got hit from behind by a UPS truck, but the 18-wheeler motherfucker, right?
Shit.
So she had seizures and everything, man. Had to have, like, 4 surgeries. But basically, put it like right here, she cashed out for, like, $1.7 million.
Yeah.
Now, she was dealing with a dude at the time, you know, cool dude, you know, he was all right so far. But they also got, you know, like, man, I think, like, I want to say, like, 3 months after that, this is before the money came.
Mm-hmm.
They had a real bad house fire. She had caught in the fire, bro.
Damn.
Like, over maybe 60% of her body is burnt, literally, by cold.
God damn.
Like, 30 degrees. Fuck
yeah.
Couple months after that, the check came.
Mm-hmm.
But while the check came, when I say balling, dog, I'm talking about I get this motherfucker a Hummer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, drugs, I don't want to speak on that, but a whole lot of shit. Right,
right, I got you.
Nah, man, a whole lot of shit, bro. Yeah. And when shit started going down here, he dipped out. You know what I mean? But these folks were together before the whole incident.
Right.
Down there, maybe 16, 17 years.
Yeah.
Got two kids by each other and everything. This nigga, when I say got ghost brothers, like to the point, damn, we started looking for the motherfucker like nobody, but like he fell off the side of the earth, bro.
Right. Damn.
He disappeared. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, it can't be no unconditional love. I guess a parent, I don't know, man.
Yeah. No,
but with my homeboy, situation happened with him. He got three kids with his old lady. These folks been messing around since middle school.
Yeah.
Now, shit, I want to say, bro, probably like close to 38 now.
Okay.
About 2 years ago, he ain't got shot in the private part. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Old Johnson don't work no more. You know, it's old.
Right.
Shit, she left him. You know what I mean? Like, maybe like a month after that.
Yeah. Damn,
so I be looking at like the uncle, but like a month.
Good chance to feel like they can fix the problem.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I feel like the unconditional love to me, man, I think it works for older couples. Because,
yeah,
shit, 9 times 10, you know, Grandpa Johnson don't work no more. You know, Grandma all wrinkled, so, you know, they in love.
They in love.
They don't give a damn. You know what I mean? They might sleep in separate bedroom, but hell, they in love. You know
right.
what I mean?
For
unconditional
sure.
love.
For sure.
But these days of time, hell no, man. Dude.
I feel
you. I don't think it works.
I feel you. I agree with you, dog.
Like you said earlier, the kids, yeah, I think the kids always in love. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Unless you just a deadbeat or some bullshit.
Right,
know?
For sure.
Other than that, man, hell nah, that shit don't exist, man.
I mean, dog, we don't say it. We don't
I
say it.
I tell all my baby mama, don't be sitting right here talking like you love me to death, bitch. You know what I mean? It's your love. You love what I got going on. You know what I mean? Let me fall off. You on the net, tongue, dick, and hair. I ain't stupid.
Right. That's what I'm saying, dog. I feel you, dog. My nigga.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Unconditional love, hell no. In Son of Liberty, I'm still coming over there to get sound. And I ain't bust yet. Hey, look, and we're going to spread your credit card money up. We all that. We're going to burn them cards out. You know that. Larry for the big out there, by who? Larry for the trick out big time.
Oh,
black
shit.
Old man Nico.
Shout out to Sarah.
Oh man, charge it to Black Man Nico. What are you talking about? All right, I'm gonna catch up with y'all boys, man.
For sure. Thanks for your call, my dog.
No problem, bro.
No doubt. Yeah. Hey, he's still coming against Sarah, goddammit. Bo said, I unconditionally love my firearms. Yeah, we know that.
Yeah,
we know that shit.
No, we definitely.
But yeah, see, that's what I'm saying though. I think it's too many instances like what Burger talking about that made me feel like, you know, that shit don't exist.
But I don't want to.
It can. And that was the question.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
Settle every time I want some Sarah too if she got ass.
Hey, though. Off rip. Like, I understand what y'all saying.
Yeah.
And there's those example that show you that, you know what I'm saying, a lot of shit ain't unconditional, but. It's not.
That don't mean it don't exist.
That don't mean it don't exist. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's definitely somebody out here that's unconditional and in love with each other.
Yeah.
Young shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, but in situations may happen.
Yeah.
Situations may change.
Yeah.
Shit get different.
Yeah. I mean, I know that's true.
You know,
I know
what I'm saying? It's about how you adapt, like, and how much loyalty you have to this person. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Like, off rip, those people that Burger was talking about weren't loyal at not even a little bit. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
That's true. Cause I know a lot of bitches. Swear to God, they wouldn't fuck a fat nigga. They be having my stomach all on their back and shit. So, I guess you're right.
You've been unconditionally loved before.
I definitely have.
You just don't want to recognize it.
I definitely have.
Because when you was 800 pounds, you still had some girls.
This nigga
fucking.
Said 800.
You still had some girls fucking.
First of all, I was never. I mean, I was pretty big, though. Yeah, I was pretty big, but I wasn't 800.
I didn't know you weren't 800 pounds. But I'm just saying, you still had some girls fucking with you, though.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And
right.
They could have been like, I ain't going to fuck with that nigga, man.
Yeah.
Fuck him. He about to die anyway. So I'm out.
That nigga say he about to die anyway. God damn.
Yo,
I was on my deathbed, though.
But you still had some homies, that females, that
yeah.
fucked with you like heavy.
No, that's for sure.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't give a fuck that you was about to die. They didn't care.
He just gonna keep saying that shit. GG checking in, what up, though? I did after the fact, looking back at that shit, I'm like, damn, I probably was about to.
And we talking about relationships because a lot of friendships are unconditional. No matter, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, no matter what this motherfucker do, I still fuck with cuz.
Right,
you know
throw a chips on the floor, whatever, right.
Whatever the situation may be. Y'all niggas argue every fucking show about, like, y'all be on the same page.
Oh, shit.
And y'all be talking about the same shit, but y'all arguing. Damn.
Damn. I guess you unconditionally didn't love me.
Yeah, because them bitches gone. Now they on the floor. You know I ain't going to get them motherfuckers.
Drop.
Hold on to my car. Y'all gonna have to tell me, nigga, because that bitch on the floor. I get down there and shit, the show over. I'm gonna stay down there like motherfucking Sam Jackson on Long Kiss Goodnight, nigga. That nigga fell out on the floor, nigga. Hit that motherfucking square, like, nigga, I'm down here for the night.
Just gonna sit there and shit, huh?
Hell yeah, nigga. Anyway, it is. Oh, shit, it is 11 o'clock and shit. Niggas got real shit to do, I suppose. But, going by the stories, like how Berger was talking about, I know some stories like that too, but I also see what you're saying though, like, just because those situations exist don't mean that the other one don't.
Yeah.
So yeah, I get that shit, but then I guess after a while you start feeling like, and I think this is how most people view life, I think this is just how human beings do it, like, your perspective of life is truly formed by your experiences. So if your experiences say that it don't exist, then you start thinking that the shit don't exist. Hell yeah. So that's kind of how that shit works.
And then we are talking to people, a lot of people that's not married, not in relationships, just, you know, so
right.
Like, no, fornicating like a motherfucker.
Fornicating. Yeah.
Former pimps.
Former pimps. Used to whip.
Yeah. I can see why you think the way you think, bro.
Yeah, I just think that everything come with conditions, nigga. I just,
I see that.
Like, this relationships, period. Like, I don't
Too
know.
Too Short is your favorite rapper.
I know, right? Shout out to my nigga Too Sheezy. Right.
Hey, that
nigga
need to come out with another album. Went platinum in 84? Damn, I didn't know they was doing that shit in 84.
I didn't know he went platinum.
Man, nigga.
84? I figure probably gold and shit.
That's probably why he got so much dough now, because he was platinum in 84. Nigga.
Back in the day, nigga. Nigga was still before he got his teeth fixed.
84.
Anyway, dog. You got a last minute comment, dog. Hit me in the comment box. Don't give us a call because my headphones on the floor. And I don't feel like going to get them and shit, dog. What's today? Monday? Ain't shit going on today. You know what I did want to ask y'all niggas, though? This is way off the subject. Just ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Did y'all niggas celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
I had a Corona with my Mexican homie, but
Is it a thing though? Like, why niggas so turned up about black folks celebrating and shit? Like, they so extra mad. Like, I don't give a fuck what you do, honestly. But some people like completely pissed that black people out here having fucking beer and tacos on Cinco de Mayo. Like, I don't give a shit.
Because I guess they don't celebrate their own holidays, I guess. They feel like black people don't celebrate Juneteenth enough.
I mean, all these holidays is fucking made up, so what the fuck is difference doing?
I don't give a shit.
Right.
Juneteenth ain't made up, though.
I mean, yeah, you're right. That's not made up. You're right. That's not made up.
My thing is, just on Cinco de Mayo, do me one solid favor.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you know what the fuck you want by the time you get to the goddamn window.
This nigga.
Do not stand there all goddamn day, man.
And my thing is, you know, our Spanish friends are not complaining because that's one of the busiest days of their fucking lives.
Right, I bet.
So they don't give a fuck what y'all just celebrate, man. That bitch, because we get paid on that day and we work hard in the motherfucker.
Right.
So one day we can get overload with money while we working hard and fuck it.
I feel you. I will say this real quick though. The one thing I gotta say about it is that Cinco de Mayo, fucking what's the other shit? The Irish shit. St. Patrick's Day, even 4th of July, if you wanna throw that in there. All of that shit, like I said, it gets that celebration because it's been commercialized, right? I mean, that's basically what it is. Like, nigga, St. Patrick's Day, this whole green beer thing, like, it's commercialized. America has capitalized off of that shit, just like fucking Cinco de Mayo. All that shit commercialized, right? And that's why niggas do that shit. That's why niggas celebrate it. Now, Juneteenth on the other side is just now really becoming nationally recognized. They're trying to commercialize it still, but we mad about that. Like, we don't want Walmart making ice cream and shit. We don't want niggas, you know, like, making money off of it, right? So those two things can't exist though. like, you can't expect niggas to really, and it's fucked up to say it, but you can't really expect niggas to turn up for Juneteenth when it hasn't been commercialized. This other shit is commercialized. That's why niggas doing it. So it's not about niggas, what's the word they be using, appropriating or whatever. It's not about niggas doing that. It's about niggas doing what's commercially accepted. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. I mean, it ain't like niggas is going out to eat tacos and drink beer and shit because they really fuck with Mexican culture. Mm-hmm. They doing it because you seen it on TV all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it.
You could do some shit without seeing it on the color television.
I mean, yeah, but I'm saying, like, that's what bring the masses, though. Like, that's what make niggas throw Cinco de Mayo parties and throw St. Patrick's Day parties, because, like, it's a part of the whole conglomerate. So it's that appeal. It's not the fact that niggas is, like, fucking with the culture like that. That's like, ain't nobody trying to be Irish when they go get drunk on fucking St. Patrick's Day. You know, that's all I'm saying. Like, so niggas need to quit looking at it like that. Yeah. And stop getting mad because a nigga want to go out and have green beer on St. Patrick's Day. Like, nigga, don't be mad. Like, nigga, who gives a fuck? Let that nigga do that if you want to. Yeah. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. Niggas always mad about the wrong shit.
And, but that's the thing. That's the thing, though. Y'all wrong. Y'all mad about that shit. Why is it not a holiday that we go hard on? You know what I'm saying? Like, which one we do that for? Like, yeah, which one we got? We worry about. And that's the thing that fucks me up. You know, and that's why I be quiet on the show, because I don't fucking understand.
Both time I turn up on Cinco de Mayo with white women, right?
For sure. Hey, but like I said, I don't understand how we can fucking get mad about some shit. And what have you created that you know that happened? Mm-hmm. We, like you said, we do have Juneteenth, but right. They don't celebrate it like that, like Cinco de Mayo. You know what I mean? Y'all don't go to like black places and go turn up and get drunk and give them money. Mm-hmm. Like, saying make something like that and see how that shit turn out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's not gonna turn out because it's not commercialized and y'all ain't, it ain't hip, the hip thing to do.
And we don't want it to be commercialized, right? So, and that's the thing. If we don't want to be commercialized, then stop. I don't want to keep telling niggas to stop complaining. It's just a nigga going out getting drunk. Like, first of all, let y'all understand.
That's not the niggas, thing to do anyway.
Niggas celebrate any fucking thing. Niggas celebrate failure. So, shit, I don't know what you expected from niggas. Like, I don't even know. Niggas out here celebrate failure every motherfucking week. Like, I don't know.
That's a tough one, cause shit. I mean,
it's not that serious to me, though.
If you don't want to commercialize, stay your ass at home and celebrate, I guess.
Right. None of that shit that serious, though.
Let me say, would you guys date white women?
Yeah, shit. Wait a minute. I don't know. That depends.
Date
white women or fuck white women? I've never actually dated a white woman.
I did.
Yeah. I haven't. Like, dating, like, we're seeing each other, type, type of shit. Nah, I ain't never did that.
You know what?
And not because I didn't want to. I just didn't ever find none that I thought was, that I wanted to.
I'm like Marco Nelson.
Yeah.
I just want a woman.
I feel you.
You understand what I'm saying, kid? I want a woman.
What the fuck is, okay, what the fuck is that?
Okay, what race she is, as long as she's a nice looking female, okay?
Okay, nigga, why you exaggerating that point to me? Like,
because you're the host of the show. Who else I'm gonna talk to?
Nigga, we're all the hosts of the show, motherfucker. Man,
everybody, I mean,
everybody,
show.
What?
This your show.
Man, get the fuck out of here. Anyway, we about to get out of here, dog. If you gotta ask me to comment, throw that shit in the comment box. I'm not fucking with y'all, dog.
I just want a female, man.
It's Monday. I don't know what niggas is on today, dog. Ain't shit. Probably some playoff shit going on tonight. Yeah. But other than that, I don't really know what's going on. We'll go around the block one last time. Again, if you got a last minute comment, go ahead and throw it into the comment box. Gigi said, I guess it's the principle. Pull participation from those and focus on us, or keep fueling all the other BS that we do call don't agree with. So-called don't agree with. I mean, but still, at the end of the day, I'm not about to tell nobody when and what they can't celebrate. I don't give a fuck. Go do that shit. I don't care. Like, I don't give a fuck if you turn the fuck up for Cinco de Mayo and don't do shit on Juneteenth. I don't give a shit. Like, that's you. Like, I don't care. Like, you celebrating Juneteenth ain't gonna make you no more or less blacker than me. Like, I just don't know. Like, if you want to remain ignorant to you know, historical facts, or if you want to learn about historical facts and you just don't want to celebrate, I don't give a shit. I don't really care no more, dog. Yeah. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't see how the people can get to that point because there's, yeah. there's no light at the end of the tunnel in the first place for our culture in the first place because we fuel off commercialized shit.
Yeah.
You know, we get juiced up.
By the way, we do fuck with Juneteenth, though. I just want you to
yeah,
know.
Yeah, we do
with Juneteenth, yeah.
But I'm saying there's a lot right. of people that don't. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And they get fueled up by, you know what I'm saying, like the media and everybody telling them what to like and this and that. And right. they go for it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
true.
And we like fucking fish. You know what I'm saying? Fish on. You know what I mean? And these right. big consumers are fishermen.
Yeah.
And we getting fucking pulled in every fucking time, reeled in. Because we get reeled
that's
in
a
by
good analogy.
Gucci. We get reeled in by all these fucking dumbass shits that's going on out here instead yeah. of worry about what we got to do.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Like, I can see how a person can get to the point where you like, I don't fuck what you do at this point. You know what I'm saying?
right.
Like it's on you. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like,
and, I'm going to tell you what it is.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and you then do whatever
you
want to
do
with that.
Do
yeah.
at that point.
Yeah.
Because at this point, you can't make them.
No, you really can't. That's why I don't understand. Hey, niggas get on fucking social media. I can't believe niggas out here motherfucking drinking Mexican beer, eating tacos. Nigga, we drink beer, eat tacos every day of the motherfucking week.
Yeah.
There's a taco truck on 14 in motherfucking Grove that I want to go to right the fuck now.
I love tacos. No, I love
truck,
fucking
nigga.
Tacos.
Yeah.
I eat them
home.
Bitches on the regular.
No, you feel me?
I'll make them bitches at the crib. I don't need a truck.
Damn, speaking of the truck, though, I might want to visit
but
that
see,
one today.
That's the same. All these motherfuckers get mad about you celebrating shit and be the first ones to celebrate Christmas.
Yeah. On that note, we going to get up out of here, dog. We going to go around the block one last time, dog.
Hey.
Angry man, what you want to leave the people with today, dog, on our way out? Because we definitely on our way out now.
That shit is true, but
I know you ain't gonna talk about them good, clean Christian white folks.
It's true. I'm talking about not never mind.
I know that's why I'm gonna let that one slide, cuz.
Yeah, back to unconditional. Now,
Gigi talking about sloppy and quesadilla down here. Them bitches do be sloppy.
Nah, I agree with what you're saying. I agree with Burger saying, but I also agree with Monk saying. All relationships don't start off and end the same way.
Right.
You know what I mean, some people go in, and the ones that bust up aren't unconditional. They are conditional, and that's
right.
it. Because if you can't live up to my conditions that I started this relationship with, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's good or something bad,
right?
You know what I'm saying? My 9 out of 10 is gonna be something bad, like it's unfortunate about his cousin and how homeboy played her.
Nah, that's
you know
fucked
mean?
Up both sides, though. The
yeah.
fucking car accident and the house fire, like that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
you,
a lot.
You don't walk out on nobody like that, man.
Nah.
You
yeah,
know what I mean, you don't do that because if you did, you didn't love him in the first goddamn place.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, and that's just how I look at it.
Yeah,
I mean, if you didn't, I ain't saying. Standing relationship with somebody beating your head in the head with a motherfucking baseball bat.
Right.
That's not.
It's
got to
make sense. Yeah, it's got to make sense. That's stupid.
That's stupid. Now, if the man came into the relationship and he'd been working on his life and all of a sudden the factory he worked out moved to Dope Man Woo and y'all can't go there.
Dope Man Woo.
And y'all can't go there. And he's trying to, you know, he's struggling to, you know, to keep y'all head above water.
Mm-hmm.
And you stick it out, that's unconditional love right
got
there.
You. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Versus.
So it exists.
Yeah. Versus, yeah. We ain't about to move. We ain't going with. We ain't about to. What about my lifestyle? What about. Oh, you can't provide it? I'm gone.
Yeah.
That's conditional.
For sure. Yeah. I feel you. And again, just like Mark said, just because those things exist don't mean that the other don't. Yeah. So
right.
I get that shit. So, my money, what you say, bro?
Exactly what you just said.
right.
exactly what you just
on
said.
On that note.
Like, for real, y'all, because of those situations happen, it's bad and good and everything, bro. You're going to get good and bad and everything, bro.
Yeah.
So, I mean, with that being said, you're going to have situations where, okay, something happened and, like, his factory moved out of town and the bitch did. Because she wasn't.
It's fucked up, though, but yeah,
it fucked
happens.
Up, though, but it does happen,
yeah.
though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And then you got that motherfucking one. That's gonna fucking ride, figure it out. We gonna do our own shit now, nigga. Y'all get y'all own business. And y'all
yeah.
love each other doing y'all own shit and getting y'all own money, loving each other. Like,
yeah.
Shit can happen, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Shit can't happen, bro. So,
I figured it.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's like you said, it's conditions on everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like I said earlier, a lot of friendships can
be like that too.
Be like that too, because
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Like, I know niggas like right now, I don't even know why I should be talking to this nigga.
right.
But he's still my dog, you know what I'm saying?
No, like, for sure.
Like for real. You know what I mean? So you know, like so y'all niggas can, you know, take it however you want to take it. Y'all can take the bad, you know, and glorify that. But that's what they want us to do all the time.
Right.
At all times, glorify that bullshit. Like, you don't see no positive rappers out here. All you see is motherfucking shoot, shoot, killer, kill, gang, gang. Ain't right. Nobody talking about the motherland no more, none of that shit, none of that shit. You don't hear that shit no more.
Right.
Because that ain't what they glorify.
Facts.
And that ain't what we follow, and the media just fucking just use us.
Yeah.
And we're fucking so strong and so fucking powerful as black people. Mm. But.
Oh, shit.
But. We can't do shit for our own self. We celebrate Cinco de Mayo. That's what it is. That's what y'all want to do. Go ahead and celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what y'all want to do. But it's a lot of other shit that we should be glorifying on our end.
Yeah.
That we should be celebrating is just as much as we do Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
And so I can understand when you get to a point where you say, man, I don't give a fuck what you do.
What y'all do, right? Yeah, for
like,
sure.
I mean, I can understand that because I think I'm there too because I don't fuck what y'all do. I'm going to celebrate Juneteenth. I'm going to barbecue outside in the backyard, do all my shit.
Right.
Or be somewhere where it's fucking celebrated.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, shit. I mean, it is what it is. You don't have to do that.
Right. Cause I can't make you
right. And I ain't trying to make you at this point because it's no moving y'all niggas though, no matter what. Cause you know what I'm saying, cause if they come out with some motherfucking, they came out with them big ass red shoes,
right,
and they made that shit, if black people made that shit cool, man.
Facts. Yeah, you're right. I can't disagree with you on that. Right. On that note though, stick mad about the red boots.
Mad about them big dumb ass shit.
Oh, let low dog. Fred, I think the thing again, just to go back to what Monk Money said, I think from experiences that we've seen or even experienced ourselves, it does appear that unconditional love doesn't exist. But just because we haven't experienced it or seen that experience ourselves, don't mean that it don't exist somewhere. Like somebody out here loving a motherfucking unconditionally and shit. I would hope that for everybody at some point, but I do feel like there's always motherfucking conditions. At some point, I might get past that in my own life and shit, which may be a hindrance in my relationship status as it is. maybe that's what it is. But neither here nor there. I think that something, unconditional love is something that you, I think after a while you find out that you have. I don't think you know until you put into that situation to where you have to realize like, damn, I must really love this motherfucker unconditionally. Because you really don't know until the old condition's not met and you still there. Mm-hmm. I think you don't know until then. But on that, that's about it, dog. Whatever y'all niggas go celebrate today. I don't know what fucking weak ass holiday is on the calendar today because there's always something every day. But whatever you go do, make sure that you do at least try to arrive alive, dog. Till the next time, you already know what it is. The Live is Cloud Radio Show on the planet
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man Angry Man with the chips on the floor.
Black People Day. That's what we're going to do.
Got my man Mug Money holding it down.
Chips on the fucking
floor. That's what we ain't going to do.
No, I'm just saying because he said something about them damn chips.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man.
Red Zone.
Peace out, y'all.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.
This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the number one sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, this podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.